This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. The first question we ask, ultimately, is who bats leadoff for Philly's that big of a deal? 50.4% say yes, and 49.6% say no.
Beautiful.
True 50-50.
True 50-50. Patrick from Tabernacle, you're on WIP. Nah.
Patrick? Damn it, man.
Nah, whatever. So, as you mentioned earlier, the annual rights to Ricky Sanchez, Fly the Process trip was this past weekend. Mm-hmm. We went to Atlanta.
ATL?
I would
stop by Magic City?
I didn't. No, so I didn't. But so they've
great wings.
The Lou Williams wings.
Yes.
Lemon pepper wings.
Yep.
There was... So Joe, fans of Philly Joe, I was there with. Joe got him DoorDashed and said...
He got the lemon pepper wings
DoorDashed. Well, we were out to dinner.
Awesome.
We were out to dinner, and he was like... He was mentioned the lemon pepper wings. And I was like, dude, you and I cannot go to...
Well, yeah, you could have rolled up in there.
Yeah, but... But also, like, it's just... The time that we're by ourselves can't be to go to the strip club.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever. Like,
I didn't even know that's what it was.
Oh, you didn't know that Magic City is a strip club?
Yeah, I did not.
So it's a strip club.
I thought it was a damn restaurant.
No. It's a strip club.
Oh.
So he got them DoorDashed, and he said they weren't that good, but he also said that it was so long between when the wings got picked up and when they got delivered.
Right.
It was Saturday night. But there was another a couple in our group that went and said they were not that good, overrated.
Yeah.
But
they
didn't.
They went. Yeah.
They
but
went.
But the wings were overrated.
But the wings
not
were.
Not the experience.
No. But it's also the home of the oldest strip club in America. It's called the, hold on, I'll find the name of it.
Really?
Yes.
It's called a Big Dose of D.
Well, it's like, I guess it's like a, it's almost like a dive bar with stripping in it. It is called, hold on, Amos sent me this. He doesn't mind. Yeah, it is called the Claremont Lounge. And another couple went to that.
Claremont Lounge is not where you want to be at.
No. They said it was interesting. It was an interesting trip. But thank you to all the Ricky people who came. And everybody's very excited. Everybody was in a pretty good mood.
Yeah.
I would say that having almost 100 people fly to friggin' Atlanta
ATL.
To watch this ridiculous
team. Yeah, to watch this squad. Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Everybody is very excited for the lottery. is that we are, you know, and we've, the lottery party will be back. We'll have details with it soon. But everybody,
I'm excited for the lottery.
Everybody has, and I finally, like, you know, I don't watch college basketball or whatever, but this weekend I saw half a Duke game, and I was like, you know what? We need Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
And Jack and Ike were right, and capture the flag has to be it. We got to get this guy. It would be great to just get the pick at all, but getting one, like, can you imagine? We always talk. We always talk about this at the lottery party. We always want to get to the commercial because there's always a commercial before three, two, and one.
Yes.
Can you imagine if we already know we have the pick? We've gotten to, you know, six, and we know we have the pick, and they unveil six and it's not us, and they unveil five and it's not us, and then they unveil four and it's not us, and we get to the commercial this year.
Hardest
wood I had ever touched.
Come on. Yeah. Bring me that guy.
Well, don't give it to the Spurs again.
No, 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 no,
God
Spurs.
God knows they don't need it in Utah.
No.
Well, actually.
Well, he would fit.
Cooper.
Wow.
You got it out before I did.
Come on, man. Like, the Wizards? No.
No, we don't need the number one pick in Washington.
Charlotte?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
New Orleans?
No.
Like, rig it. You got to rig it.
You got to rig it.
You got to rig it.
Here's
I think we're in the right spot.
Listen, you rig the Doncic trade to save the league's rankings.
Yes.
Ratings.
And rig it as an apology for the Jerry Colangelo thing.
Yep.
Or how about this? Josh Harris, and Mike has mentioned this on the podcast, I don't care what it costs to rig it. You got an extra $1 billion.
Hand it over.
They just find a way to get us the number one pick.
Can you imagine that?
Oh.
How exciting whites really would take over.
Oh, yes.
Cooper and Cooper?
Oh, man. I'm all for it, too.
Yes, let's do it.
I am all for it. I am all for it, brother.
A lot of little Coopers running around.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that would be cool, man.
Yes. Because I agree. It's been a while it's been over a decade since I've been excited about the lottery.
Well, let me ask you, I asked this on the pod the other day. Let's say Sixers get number two and Brooklyn gets number one. And Brooklyn calls you up and says, give me Maxey and two for number one.
Yeah.
That's a yes, right?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm trading Maxey off that quick?
Well, and because what you do at that point is you say goodbye to the big fella, say goodbye to PG, and you build around McCain and Flagg.
Cooper and Grimes.
And Grimes. Yeah. And will you be able to re-sign Grimes pretty easy? And then you also have Justin Edwards, all these little young guys.
I think I'd do it.
Yeah, I think I would do it.
I think I'd do it too.
I would do it too. I would do it
too.
Yeah. Now would Brooklyn do it?
Mm-mm.
Brooklyn would not do it.
I don't think Brooklyn would do
it. They're smart.
Yeah. No, I don't think Brooklyn does it.
Although, no offense to Cooper, I just don't think he would be the... With the gate that they need up there in Brooklyn.
But the truth is...
In other words, he's not going to sell out that damn arena up there to come see Cooper Flagg.
Well, they actually sell tickets, but nobody in there cares about the Nets. It's always just...
It's always for the opposing team.
Yeah, I think... now, the thing that Maxey would do is Maxey would make them... They would at least be better sooner than they would with Cooper. I'm trying to talk them into it.
Yeah.
You know? So...
Yeah, I think I'd do it.
I would do it. I would do it. I don't think any of the teams would do it. Any of the teams that are...
But for the good of the league.
Yes.
Like Wizards, Charlotte.
Can't
Warren.
Do it. Well, Wizards are dumb enough.
I know what I was going to ask. What's this? Well, you probably don't know, but Fritz, you might know.
Oh. Hmm.
You just said you started watching
weekend. Right. College basketball.
Yeah. So there's this thing going out there that Cooper may go back.
It's not going to happen.
To Duke, right? He's not going back.
No one's ever actually done that, right? I mean...
It's NIL money. I don't know.
Yeah, but the NIL money, it's like between $4 and $6 million, I think.
Right. I know it's not the same as NBA money.
Yeah.
I just wondered if he doesn't like who the number one pick is, does he decide to go back?
He could do that, but
that's what I'm thinking.
Would you rather go to Duke or be a Hornet?
Well, but then every year he pushes it back, he's never making that money again. Like there's earnings that he's never going to get again. And you could have the same situation next year. Like it could be a team.
So you think it's just talk?
I think it's just talk.
Yeah.
I think it could be.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
So here's the other part of that. Could it be just talk because he's setting up to force his way somewhere?
That's what we need.
Yeah.
Now Zion tried this, right?
Well, no one's forcing their way here.
Listen, don't you?
Zion did try that. It did not work.
Yeah. He ended up being a Pelican.
Yeah.
I'm sure Anthony Davis tried it. He ended up being a Pelican.
Yeah. Nobody, basketball players do not want to go to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Nobody cares down there.
Yeah.
All right.
But we had a good time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would.
yeah, we had a good time.
If the Pelicans want to sign me.
a gumbo.
All right. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls right after.
Hold up.
Ike says the word artisan.
That's right. Artisans and Jesus.
Yes. Nope,
that's the wrong read.
Whoa.
This is Mark's Jewelers. Yep. Mark's is looking for a few good artisans. Now, if you're an attention to detail individual like Spike is, with a passion for making people's dreams come true,
yes,
also like Spike is,
yep,
then Marks wants to talk to you. Now, Marks isn't looking for people who need a job. They're looking to build careers. Now, in metal smithing, right? Diamond setting, and computer-aided design and manufacturing. Now, that's because the team at Marks are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Get your career started in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com. Again, that's marks-jewelers.com.
All right. Oh, and there
that was a struggle. That'd be better, Taylor.
Did you see Niang talking? Can you even hear it?
No, it's not even worth playing,
okay,
honestly.
Yeah, George Niang talking trash to Quentin Grimes yesterday.
Our guy, Quentin Grimes.
By the way.
Bang, bang, Niang?
Yeah.
Niang
trash talker.
Niang said to him, if Embiid was here, you'd be in the corner. If Maxey was here, you'd be in the corner.
Oh.
Yeah, because they were. And by the way, it's not like Niang was like the picture of health when he was here, but he looks even fatter in the Hawks uniforms.
Listen, again, not to fat shame. Yeah. I don't get how NBA players are fat. Like, you're running all the time.
Well, you're really not, though.
I was going to say, yeah.
You don't think so?
Once the season starts, no. Well, George Niang plays, what, 23 minutes a game?
That's what gets him, is not playing enough minutes.
And even three times a week, you can eat enough to
you mean like You mean like Zion? How does he get big?
Or like even Luka. I mean, Luka is up to like 270.
Luka drinks. That's Luka's thing. And all the empty calories. Luka's a big drinker.
Man.
He's a beersman. Yeah.
Michael Finley took that beer out of his hand.
Yes.
Yeah, and they traded him.
Yeah, they got rid of him.
That was a bad sign.
Yeah, sure was.
CJ in Texas, you're on WIP.
Man, you know how depressing you got to be with being a 76ers fan like Spike, and you had to go to the oldest strip club. So when you say the oldest strip club, is it the longest running strip club, or is this the place that has the oldest average age?
So I think it
everybody
might be.
In there was 40.
Yeah, I think it might be both.
When you get a name like the Claremont Lounge, CJ, yeah, they don't sound like young people up in there.
So here it is, the Claremont. I'm sorry, hey, the Claremont.
You're a stripper, you don't get a 401k with a stripper.
Dancer. The Claremont Lounge is Atlanta's oldest strip club. Although the basement space began in 1955 as an upscale supper club, it was reborn as the Claremont Lounge in 1965 and has become an Atlanta landmark. Located in the basement of the Claremont Motor Hotel. Great entertainment, generous drinks, and much, much more. There you go.
It's
next time you're in Atlanta.
The words that you said there, like motor. And
yeah.
But I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the weatherman, so I'm not going to try it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Hey. It was me, Deion Sanders, Dominique Wilkins,
Michael Vick,
Terry Pendleton, and Ike Reese. Yeah.
And the Silver Foxes in the back.
Yeah.
So, y'all were talking about this thing, and I thank you guys, because y'all helped me. I was at the DMV all day trying to get a car registered for my kid, and it was just horrible. So I'm listening to you guys, and y'all talking about who was the face, who's the new face, right?
Right.
Or who was the face of that time frame?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm not going to lie, you were on cue by saying, oh, it was Nick. But let's be real. When it comes to who people want to be the face of a team, it's who you identify with. So like Wim McNabb, people booed him, people didn't like him because they wanted a running back. And you had the people who connected with him and loved him. When he came up short, the people who was like, ah, he was successful, they wanted to be right, they still held on to, ah, he's not the face. I'm going to run with Dawkins. Even though Dawk was the best, one of the best ever. You get who you want to connect with. We thought we had it with Carson. It didn't work out. And then we got lightning in a bottle, and we won with Nick. You got a lot of people like myself. Like I said, I live in the enemy's backyard, so it's hard to walk around with him being the face of your franchise, a guy who came in and left, and only known for a few things. It's like, you don't want to have their argument with them because they're like, man, if you don't get out of here, you got Trent Dilfer as your Super Bowl winner. Like, we don't even want to talk to you. It's a guy, dog. So when Jalen wins, You still got people, I think, like yourself, that don't want to give in and say you were just 100%, I ain't going to say 100% wrong, that you were wrong about Jalen.
Well, hold on, though, CJ. It's a different, we're not talking about, Jalen's not part of that discussion, though.
100% understand. I'm just saying, I'm giving context to the conversation.
Yeah.
I'm saying why people connect. And so the reason why it can't be him, and I'm so glad we won again, I love what Foles did. But it makes it a hard conversation to say, oh, man, Foles was the face of that time frame. It's a great – you know who Foles ends up being? He ends up being Rocky.
Well, and Rocky is the face of the city.
Yeah, but you got – okay.
Rocky is?
Well, I mean – on. Well, hold on. Hold on. CJ, though. Every – but
character?
Well, no, but here's – but here's what I want to say, though. Every time they show – every time there's a national game – with the Philadelphia Eagles, they show the Rocky statue.
Yep.
Like, I'm not saying Nick was the best. I didn't even, and by the way, like, I was a Jalen guy when he took over for Wentz.
Yes.
I mean, it's less about identifying with Nick and more about that moment. And let's not forget, the team loved Nick, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like he just came in and played well and left. They celebrated him, too. This is not something that I think we choose. I think it just is something that is.
No, it's something you choose.
She shut up.
It is, man.
That was disgusting.
It is a thing where it's like, man, the whole Rocky thing, dude, I feel it. I had to accept the Rocky thing. I understand all of it.
Right.
I love it. I love it. But it's hard when you're in the bars and places drinking with all these other fan bases. And they're like, yeah, so what are you going to tell me about Rocky? A made-up guy. It's like, God, oh. Like, they hit me with sucker punches over here. Like, you're killing me. And so now to have something, I have to say BG. Because if you're going to say, like, hey, this is a guy that really, we cast it off. We casted BG off.
Tried to.
He's leaving. I kept saying this. As an Eagles fan, I was like, I want to win. After we won the first ring, I was like, man, let us win back-to-back. So I have two fingers up. I got two Super Bowls, hit the two birds for you. That's all I needed. But now it's like, okay, we got a quarterback. I still be on Jalen, but we got two rings. And it's like, okay, hey, we can kind of move away from Nick. I love Nick, but we can move away from him. But the problem is too many people have not bought into Jalen. But the face of their franchise,
unbelievable.
That time, a lot of people want it to be Kelce. But people got Kelce fatigue right now for some reason. And they're like,
yeah, that's probably the biggest shocker of the day is that we didn't get more Kelce votes.
Yeah, it's like we forgot.
Yeah, I mean, it was mostly Nick votes.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Well, and BG.
Yeah, and BG. I think the difference, too, is all of this Kelce fatigue that you feel now that people, not that you feel, CJ, but that in 20 years will be gone.
Everything
is just sort of like whittled down. I mentioned Iverson before. Nobody, when we think of Iverson, nobody thinks of the controversy of people fighting about Iverson. When we think about Ryan Howard, mentioned this to Jack earlier. Nobody thinks about the final 4 years of Ryan Howard when we were all like, oh, that contract is the worst. When's he going to be out of here? No, we just think about Ryan Howard bashing 59 home runs and being one of the greatest. As time goes, it just sort of like everything comes down to a couple of moments. And I think time heals wounds and stuff. I really just think, well, whatever. We'll see what happens. I guess Ike and I will be gone. Jack will be doing mornings, middays, and afternoons on WIP. So.
Me and Buzz.
Yeah. All right, CJ. Thank you.
I'm going to be Papa Fritz. Papa Fritz going to still be there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He'll be grandpa by then.
Yeah.
Take some weeks and weeks off. But, hey, Fritz. Don't let them talk to you after taking your days off, man.
It was out of pocket. It was wrong.
I'm 40 plus, and I work in a place where they were like, hey, you could take off, and you're a dad. I was like, what? They was like, yeah, man, you got 30 days. You know what we did? I was at home for 30 days. So, Fritz, don't let them
does that?
I'm letting them know.
Kids, don't let them talk to you after your off days. Them paid 3 days.
Nah,
I technically have four more weeks, too.
Let me tell you something. Thank you for the call, CJ. Radio guy takes off 4 straight weeks.
Yeah, we're replacing him.
Yeah.
You take off a month around here.
Yep.
I got full six. You keep talking. If Phil's season goes wrong?
Oh, well, yeah. It's just like, wow, middle of April, middle of May.
You get 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So really, I'm a warrior only taking the 2.
You did us a favor, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
Hashtag built different.
Not everybody, I will give Fritz credit on this one. I have had radio personalities in the past take the full six
that's
in a row.
That's classic.
In a row.
Yep.
in a row. And now that I'm not the manager anymore, I can say it, and it's not an HR issue.
Yeah, exactly right.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Doesn't Spike have another house to close on? Rob Thompson in Florida.
Oh, come on.
He's on his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. He's got a great. What do you want him to do? Shave his head?
No, I don't ever get rid of that hair. Yeah. No. Get rid of that hair.
Yeah. What's next?
What a fiery opening segment by Spike. I haven't heard a Yankees fan that upset with the Phil since we took game one of the 09 World Series. Frank in Ardmore.
Not a Yankees fan.
Wow. There's photos. There's multiple photos.
Yeah, well,
you have like 1,000. You have more Yankees hats at your house than Phillies.
No. The two hats I have the most are Phillies and Yankees, probably. But I was trying to fit in.
That was a bit.
Yeah. Well, it was. Yeah. It was a bit that I started cheering for the Yankees for real.
You respect the pinstripes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hats are the best of
them. You have to. What's next?
Oh, I have to choose fries or baked potato. Baked potato or fries? I have to choose one. I can't have both. Both are potatoes, but only one is fried. Baked potato or fries? Fries or baked potato? Ike Reese getting put on the spot at a restaurant.
But
that was unbelievable.
What? It was a tough decision to make.
No, I know. It's like talking your way through it. It's like I didn't know if it was going to end.
And he was like, you know what? It's all four of them. Four? We're just looking for one. And none of them are Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, baked potato.
Yeah, every time? I
mean, not every time, but
yeah, I'm a fries
most
guy.
Most times.
What's next?
Damn, I thought Spike was off Friday to close on a house, and now I find out that he was just making a cassette tape for Jack. Ike Reese.
What we do in our spare times. We make playlists for each other.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a one-way street, the playlist.
Well, you hate everything I send you.
That's true. That's true. All right, what's next?
Spike on Nick Foles. He won the Super Bowl, therefore he's the face of an era.
I get it.
Spike on Jalen. Great, he won a Super Bowl. Good for him. I need to see it again. Mike in Havertown.
That's a good point. It's a proven year for Jalen next year.
Some are saying.
Yep. What's next?
Dance, puppets, dance. Jack in the producer booth watching Ike and Spike argue about Foles after changing the subject from the Phil's lineup.
Oh, that was great. That was great. I needed to move the subject along.
Yeah, we knew you were happy about
that.
Oh,
dude, that was the best 15 minutes of the show.
What's next?
You guys once debated banning Jakes from calling in? I should have taken that as a sign. Jake Rosenberg.
Jake, you had a good call.
Well, no Fritz at 6 next. As
he does not work on Mondays.
Doesn't, so TK is next.
I got a fantasy draft.
Yeah, well, the WIP baseball fantasy draft is at 6:30. Yeah. I haven't played fantasy baseball in probably 30 years, and I do. Jack, have you seen what the name of my team is?
No.
We are the Panderers, and our logo is the Philly Fanatic tattoo that Bryce got.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
That is the team.
He is on Bryce's neck.
The Panderers.
Yeah, I know. He's the Phillies neck.
I am not on Bryce's neck.
Yeah,
I'm on everybody else's neck right now.
So I just like I'm watching.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm watching everyone.
You got my eye on. You got your eye on everybody.
Yeah.
I'm in next year too. I don't like being left out.
The baseball fantasy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Until it's draft time, and you're like, we got a draft tonight? Who are all these players?
Who are all these players, man?
Dude, I spent a few hours this morning like looking over, and I'm like, I don't know literally 85% of these guys. So
we got to go to the American League. It's tough, man.
It is tough. So TK is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.